Bill Terrell. Really.
The real Bill Terrell.
Real Bill Terrell.
Let's see. My wound is, I had to be the good boy. My older brother was a bad son, so I felt the only way.
So I really like this. I said it to Bill as well. We can just add it in now. We'll get it on the recording. You come into a world that already exists. This is like the big piece of this. When we're talking about the big why, not just a sales pitch, some crap that you tell people so you can sell them on a business. But your real story is there was a world that already existed. My parents had this like limited way of being in the world in some way. I came in and you had all the energy in some way that they had rejected. Right? And so you had to reject that energy in you too. So step one is I come into the world and to two 18-year-olds that could care less about, or two parents that were barely making it, working five jobs, whatever it was. So you understand?
Okay, gotcha.
Didn't pay attention to me.
All right, so I came into the world where my both parents worked a lot, full-time jobs, and basically weren't around much. And the general premise of the family was we don't talk. We don't love. It's not. It's we do. And that's it.
Okay.
So then, in order to.
And what kind of person were you?
I was a good boy.
No. You became the good boy. What kind of person? You came in. What kind of energy did you have? So we're establishing. In the big why, we established that you have this energy. That now, as you've matured and taken it on in your life, you're embodying that energy in a much bigger way with a direct mission. Back then, I was just cute and playful and roly poly, or love to be hugged, or what were you back then? And when you were little, if you can remember, and if anybody told you?
Basically, what I was told is that I was very quiet, very, very loving, very huggy, kissing.
Okay. So I was a big-hearted kid that loved to sit in people's laps and get a hug. Yeah. Start with that.
Okay.
But, because my parents were so shut down around feelings, I'm working all the time, and we're never there. I learned that demanding that was never going to work, and I decided I was never going to ask for it, I would just be good, and good means don't ask for anything.
So I came into a world where my parents weren't basically available, and the environment was no talking, no hugging, no kissing. Whereas I came in as a very needing the love and the hugs and stuff. And so I found that wouldn't get me the love that I needed, so I discovered that being the good boy was the only way to get love. That's what I did. I became the good boy. And then with the absence of talk and all that, and the absence of my parents, I didn't learn how to be in a relationship. So I isolated, and I kept myself from, I usually would only have like one friend, or I just never really made that formal connection between people. Let's see, until I actually met Francine, where I learned what a relationship was, and I had this, my aha moment was when I had ADD, and so I was on medication for it to take a test, and I passed the test, but then I didn't want to be on the drugs, and I went to this woman who does brain integration, and in one day I felt like I woke up from 25 years of sleep. So I felt actually conscious again. I felt like I was in the world, really here. And then Francine did a Reiki healing on me, where she had me working on me, and she had me open my eyes. That was Lane, with my eyes closed, and she says, "Okay, open your eyes." and she was across the room and I could feel it. So I said, that's cool. I want more of that. And so that, through Francine, led me to the school where I've discovered that I actually need to be with people. And it's actually
very convenient for fulfilling the hug thing.
Yes. I think I'm making up for past time here. And that's why I'm passionate about helping people like me who feel disconnected or fear of love and feel that they don't deserve love.
Say that last part again.
And that's why I'm passionate about helping people who were like me, who feel disconnected or feel like they don't deserve love.
Nice. Okay, the transition in your, remember this is a story, came into the world, parents were so busy, parents were incredibly busy and basically shut down to their own feelings, but they were just working all the time, and I was this kid that loved to snuggle and play, and when I couldn't get it from my parents, I became... I just thought being a good boy is not having my feelings, and without my feelings, without being touched and held and things, I developed what the doctors called ADD, but it was really I just wasn't getting any. It was attention deficit. I wasn't getting attention. I wasn't getting any attention, which is really actually the energetic cause of ADD, and. And I basically lived a very isolated life from that and in fear for many, many years until I got a healing, until I got a healing which opened up that my heart again. I now know that it was my heart again and my feeling centers. And I realized that this is what I needed to find out more about that. And it drew me to go to a school, which then also connected me with a whole group of people. And then when I found out that what I had always wanted as a child was this love and this attention and this caring and touching, I woke up again. I had been sleeping my entire life. I like that part, right? But you see how the story goes?
Yeah.
So you're going through the story and the transformation and now I've developed a lot of new skills and I've read a lot and transformed enormously. My relationships are better. My energy's better. I laugh more. I'm more connected with people. All these things, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping other people who may be softer like me and have rejected that quality and just gone it alone in their lives to reconnect and feel a place in the world and feel like it's okay to be loving and caring. Right? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.